T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Steve, thank you very much for joining us in an awfully long season that has frustrated you. I thought last night was an awful lot of fun, and we get the news today that Steph Curry joins the fun coming up tomorrow. We like that an awful lot. Welcome, Coach. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm sitting outside on a cloud in the sky. It's warm. We're on a hot streak. I mean, what else is there?
Yeah. I mean, you're
beer.
Rare,
there's
right?
Beer.
Oh, and beer. Yeah, well, that's coming in a little while.
We got to talk about how you put together that win last night, but we cannot bury the headline. The headline is Steph Curry is back tomorrow. He's made the announcement on social media. When you were told it's going to happen, what was your first thought, Steve? Good? Finally? I can stop answering this question?
More than anything, just happy for Steph. You know, he really wanted to come back Sunday against Washington. And we had to kind of really push him to take that extra day in Santa Cruz and get the scrimmage in, get more work in. We just wanted to be really careful with everything. And you know, this has been a long, long haul for Steph. And he loves playing so much. So, you know, I'm happy for us. Obviously, I'm happy for our fans. But I'm happiest for Steph just because he's going to be back playing basketball and doing what he loves.
What did you learn about the level of his patience? Because if he was climbing up the walls for Washington, he must have been unbearable this week.
Well, I think, you know, the thing that always stands out about Steph is he's just very rational, you know, and as passionate as he is about life and basketball and family and everything, you know, he always approaches everything from a very rational standpoint. And so, even though he wasn't thrilled about sitting out a few extra days, he understood it. And, you know, now that he's just, you know, finally on the cusp and he's been working so hard every single day for months now, he's just excited and we're excited. And you know, none of it surprises me. Just his work ethic, his patience, his passion, his excitement, it's all who Steph is, and we're so lucky to have him.
So what, if you had to prioritize it, do you want to see from him more than anything else? Is it just the health of his hand? Is it how he interacts with Andrew Wiggins? What is it that most interests you about his return?
Jimmy, you know, that's what I'm looking for.
Fair enough.
You know? You there?
Yeah, we're here. Are you there?
Yeah, I said mainly the shimmy, but apparently.
Oh, the shimmy. Oh,
oh.
You
faded out
a little
for a second.
Your phone is burping on us a little bit here, Steve.
I got you.
But
I thought I had made it, you know, a nice little joke.
Oh no, it was a great joke.
That didn't go over so well.
It didn't last in the retelling, but that's because of technology.
I got you. No, I think the biggest thing is just, you know, getting stuff on the floor and acclimated. We're going to, you know, for sure limit his minutes. I mean, we'll probably play him in shorter bursts. You know, normally over the years, you know, our fans have watched him play, you know, the whole first quarter, sit out 6 minutes of the second quarter, and then finish the half. And ultimately, that's what we'll probably get to. But you know, tomorrow night, probably play him in 6 minute bursts and, you know, move him below 30 minutes for sure, probably somewhere in the 25 minute range.
Yeah. Do you expect Tim Kawakami to breathlessly track his first, second quarter minutes in your rotation? Is it going right back to that instantly?
I would hope so. You know, I would welcome the speculation and the examination and everything else. I mean, we will be back in the spotlight again, and obviously having Steph out there is a good step to that.
Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. How long will Nick Nurse go before he puts the box and one on Steph tomorrow?
I wouldn't shock me if Nick did it right out of the gate, you know, just to mess with us. He probably mixes up his defenses more than any coach in the league. And the funny thing is, you know, despite the fact that we're, 14 and 47? Is that right?
It feels right.
I sort of stopped counting.
You've won four times since New Year's Eve. Congratulations. Yeah,
Thank you.
Yeah, he was looking for that stat.
We actually have more shooting than we did in the finals. So, if you think about it, given what we're putting on the floor, we would actually be better against the box and one now. Now, I'm not saying we'd be better defensively and competitively and all that, but we'd be more suited to actually attack one now.
I've always said, Steve, when you give Juan Toscano-Anderson the space, you will pay for it.
Now, that's funny. That's good.
Here's the thing. In your entire coaching career, in your basketball life, have you ever won a game with less familiarity with your own team than you did last night? I mean, you had 9 players, 3 of them rookies, 3 on 10-day contracts, Michael Mulder starting his second game ever in the NBA, 2 other guys are on 2-way contracts, and you're very familiar with them because those are Damian Lee and Marquise Chris.
Right. Yeah, it was a bizarre game. I mean, just from that standpoint, you know, of having so many guys who either just got here or who have barely been here, and then to come out and play that well. Our guys were all excited and playing so hard at both ends of the floor, and, you know, the ball was going in. I mean, we made 18 threes last night, I think 10 in the first half, and we just got momentum going, and they felt it. The guys felt it. The defense kicked in. Beautiful to watch.
Did you get the sense as you were doing this that and I know you don't look at the other team very much because you're concentrating on the one that pays you, that Denver seemed to be surprised that not only were you not going away, but that you had changed a game that they had by the throat and took it by the throat yourself?
I think they were surprised, you know, but I will say this. I mean, we over the last 5 years, we're used to getting, you know, team's best effort. And this year, to be perfectly blunt, we're used to getting their worst effort. I mean, teams take us for granted because we have the worst record in the league. So frequently we will play a team that just lets their guard down. And if they do, and we're making shots, you know, then those are the nights where, you know, we can come out and get a win or battle till the end. And teams, you know, because of where we are, just, you know, they haven't respected us as much. You see a lot of guys, you know, resting against us, sitting out. And it's the ultimate irony after what we've had for the last 5 years. But it's just the truth.
Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. There's been an awful lot of talk of, you know, what Curry will look like next to Wiggins. I'm expecting it to look pretty darn good. I mean, I really am impressed with Andrew Wiggins. I keep on hearing what he's not when I'm concentrating on what he is, and I think he's a guy who is extending himself from an effort standpoint in ways that you're looking for. Maybe not all the time, but things are about to get a lot better in terms of NBA competency around him. What are you looking for specifically between Curry and Wiggins?
Well, I think what we've already seen is what a good passer Andrew is. You know, he had 10 assists last night, and particularly when he gets ahead of steam downhill on those high screens and drives down the lane, he's so tall. He sees over the top of the defense. And so he's been picking teams apart. And when you think about having, you know, Steph Curry on the other end of those passes, it's pretty exciting. And so I think that's what we're looking for, is just the connection between the two of them. You know, you have to play with a guy to understand where he's going to be, what his comfort zone is. And it usually takes a little bit of time. So I think that process will be important. And I think all in all, you know, you mentioned it, you know, people have focused so much on Andrew, on what Andrew has not done. That all of a sudden, he's in a weird way, he's become underrated, you know, because he's not LeBron, he's not Kobe, he's not the superstar that people predicted. But what he is he's a really good player. And you see what he's doing for us defensively, passing the ball, scoring in transition, scoring in the half court. A gifted player, and he's fit right in.
What's the prognosis for Draymond Green, both short-term and longer-term, between now and the end of the season?
Well, he's just been dealing with this nagging knee injury, and I just talked with our trainer, and it's sort of 50-50 still whether he'll play tomorrow, and he'll come in and hopefully have made some improvement with the knee. So short-term, we're just trying to get him back to health. But long-term, he's obviously our starting four and the guy who we count on to charge up our battery and keep us competitive and, organize our defense and just light the fire every night. And that's what he's done for a long time here. And that's going to be his role going forward.
Happy. I guess what maybe I should have worded this differently, but since everybody seems to be concerned about how Curry and Wiggins will interact, isn't it also true that you want to see the two of them interact with Draymond with them, and sort of figure out how all those three pieces fit together? Or is that less of a concern for you?
No, for sure. We want to see all three of those guys together, because they're going to play a lot of minutes together next year. And, we've played a pretty unique style here over the years, and I don't think we're going to play the exact same way next year that we've played, the last five, just given the changes in personnel. So everybody's going to have to adapt. And those two guys, along with Clay, they'll be the core of the team, and they all have to learn to play together and with each other and complement one another. And as a coaching staff, we have to put them in the best positions to do that. And that's going to take a little time, but that's, again, one of the reasons it's great to have these last 20-plus games to get a head start on all that.
Warriors head coach Steve Kerr, it is Draymond Green's 30th birthday today, and I know that you have some very intricate cakes that are usually baked for players on their birthday. Any tip as to what the Draymond 30th birthday cake will look like?
Not quite sure. That's we will have a cake. We'll have a video. We have a very talented video guy in our organization who does birthday videos. Lawrence Scott. Lawrence is unbelievable, and he always finds a way to get footage from players' childhood and high school days, and puts in great music. These great edits together, and so always look forward to the birthday videos.
Maybe a testimonial from Tyler Ford.
Probably not.
No?
Guessing.
See, you're not as whimsical this year as you have been in past.
Worst record in the league will do that to you. Right?
But it all changes tomorrow as Steph Curry returns to the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night at Chase Center. And it's something that fans have been dying for. They would love to see it. I've got two roster questions before we get to a bigger question. Your roster questions are this. Steve, with available bodies being an almost nightly issue for you, why isn't Alan Smailagić dressing for more NBA games?
Well, he's injured. And I saw him this morning. He was with our training staff. And he has not played in Santa Cruz the last few games, so he's dealing with an injury. But the main reason we've wanted him in Santa Cruz rather than here is to get 30-35 minutes in Santa Cruz rather than 10-12 minutes here. We just feel like he's going to get get a lot more out of big minutes there, and that's been the thinking over the course of the season.
I've always said anyone on a 10-day contract is usually an animal on day number 9, and indeed, Dragan Bender last night was very, very good. Is there a plan to give Dragan Bender another 10-day contract?
Well, we would definitely like to. It's a question of whether we can, and it's something we're gonna look ahead to. You know, we've talked with Dragan and his agent, and you know, we're high on him. He's a skilled guy with 7 feet, and when you are able to space the floor like he's done for us the last few games, you see the difference. You know, offensively, our guys have a lot more space, a lot more room to roam. And I thought he was really gaining confidence as he continued to play with our group. So I'd love to get him for another 10 days, but we'll have to wait and see. Those things are all still to be determined.
Is it unfair to ask you, Steve, any more plans for Steph Curry before you've even seen him like get out on the court for the first time since October? This is, of course, about back-to-backs and what you plan on doing with him the rest of the way. Have you already discussed this with Bob, or are you going to kind of wait and see?
No, it's all going to be day-to-day. You know, we'll see how he's doing the following day after the game and go from there. I mean, I think everything is really a possibility, but it'll all be determined, you know, on Steph's health.
And is he a good enough? Is he honest enough to tell you the truth, or are you going to have to drag it out of him?
No, he'll tell the truth. He understands, you know, what's at stake, and that this needs to be a full recovery. And so, if he's if he's struggling at all, he'll sit out. But you know, hopefully everything goes well. Knock on wood. And he gets to finish out all these last 21.
I would like to wrap up a question with you, Steve, about the coronavirus. The NBA is the first league I've ever seen extend some, you know, ideas of how to deal with fans and autographs and meet and greets. It's the first, you know, we've had bird flu, swine flu, and I've never seen an actual NBA or any memo from a league about what to do in the face of a new flu bug. What have you heard from the league, and are you satisfied with the steps that you've seen taken? Do you think this goes further quickly or not?
Well, we had a team meeting with our team doctor, and it was very reassuring. And, you know, the whole message was just to take care of yourself. Make sure you're washing your hands a lot. You know, he has encouraged all of us. You think about the games and the fans and how many high fives and handshakes you have. The doctor encouraged all of us to do the fist bump instead of the hand slaps. But you know, the main thing is to take care of yourself and you know, if your immune system is strong, you know, then you should be fine. And it was very reassuring, but it is scary just reading about everything that's going on around the country. But I think the league has sent out memos and our medical staff has addressed this as well. So everybody feels pretty good about it.
Have you thought about the Olympics at all?
Yeah. I mean, just reading about, you know, some of the things that are happening. I read that Italy is not allowing fans to go to any of their games in the next month, and Japan apparently has even considered either moving the Olympics back or you know, I think anything is possible. So it's we're all just sort of having to wait, you know, sitting here waiting to see what's going to happen.
And on that front, Jurgen Klopp was asked about it yesterday and basically said, "Why are you asking me? Ask the experts." Do you suspect that the league would like that to be the approach that you and the other coaches and the other general managers take about this based on, look, we only know what we know. We can't tell you any more than we do. Or are they just going to let everybody sort of have their own version of what they believe?
Yeah, I mean, it just reminds me of one of my favorite quotes when Doc Rivers was doing a media session and he was getting peppered with medical questions, And finally he said, hey, guys, you know Doc's just a nickname, right? So
that is
Doc had it right, and so did Jurgen Klopp. I mean, we don't know. We're just basketball coaches, so we just you know, we base everything on what the advice of our medical staff, and we'll let the league handle the rest.
So you want to explain the primaries yesterday?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah. Let's do that too.
Well, I tell you what, Steve, we're gonna give you a big promotion because you go from just a basketball coach to Steph Curry's basketball coach once again, starting tomorrow night. So congratulations to you, and good luck with that going forward. We appreciate your time, as always.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr.
Steph Curry imitating Steve Kerr.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.